Get my kicks at night. Fall about when I get tight. Get my kicks in bars. Soft lights and loud guitars. If getting your kicks means taking in your favorite original Chicago area metal, punk, alt rocker, power pop band in a live show, those are some of the safest kicks you can get. As long as it doesn't involve overindulging in legal substances, marijuana, speed, or otherwise. But sometimes we get our kicks overindulging in beer. And a lot of us are going to partake in the opportunity to get our kicks and check out the local music scene, which is alive and kicking 3 years after the COVID pandemic literally shut everything down. The line's about kicking up the nightlife from the UK subs. The British punk band released their second album, Brand New Age, 43 years ago this week, April 11th, 1980. It contained that which was not a Paul Revere and the Raiders cover, if that's what you're wondering. Kicks was one of three singles the band led by Charlie Harper released from the second album. The other, of course, being one of the scariest and most hard-hitting songs about nuclear war preparation, Warhead. It was 6 years ago this week I checked out a new lineup of the subs featuring original lead singer Charlie Harper, and they still were alive and kicking. They bought plenty of ass-kicking, hard-edge punk rock and laid it on a crowd who a lot of you weren't even born when they first began in 1979. Get out and get your kicks in. While you're at it, you'll need some energy, taco energy, to burn as you check out four local punk rock bands, mostly from Chicago's north side, motoring south for Punk Rock Tacos 25. That includes a four-piece band whose members were around way before the punk rock movements of the mid-70s ever got alive and kicking. Geezer Sr. is one of four playing Punk Rock Tacos at its second home. Not Semitas Poblanas in Villa Park, but Exit Saloon in Summit, 63rd in Harlem, this coming Saturday, tax day, April 15th. You heard me talk to Cuddle Riot two episodes ago on 270. Geezers Sr., like veteran musician and singer-songwriter Pete Berwick, falls into the cowpunk category. It's part country, part southern rock, and part punk. All four members are in their mid-50s to mid-60s. Well, that age range, I don't exactly know how old they are, but they certainly have survived a couple of different eras, the punk movement of the mid-70s being one of them. That's not all what their music is about, however. They offer a fresh, younger look on modern life. Not so old school, not so geriatric. In their own podcast called the Geezer Life Podcast, Geezer is going to be alive and kicking, as I said, with Anger, The Turtles, Influenz, and Cuddle Riot. When you stop kicking yourself in the head, realizing that you didn't figure out your W-2 forms and 1040 forms correctly, or that you should have gotten all your tax stuff to a professional tax preparer but waited till the last second and procrastinated, it's a chance to kick up your heels and forget about all of it. And hopefully a refund will come your way and you won't be owing zillions and zillions of dollars to the state of Illinois or to Uncle Sam, the feds. Geezer Sr. is going to be calling in mere moments here. Speaking of spanning different eras, they sounded very much like a modern-day melodic hard rock band when they were Veilside, Tony Angle and Ron Thomas being two of the members there. But the new project they put together, Blockchain Coalition, it's a much different story. Tony mailed me the full-length debut CD, The New Normal, from the band, and I have been combing through it and found a couple of songs which bring out the best in not only 80s hard arena rock, think bands like Asia and Journey, but also hair metal. That seems to be the approach that they were going for. Along with up-to-date melodic hard rock covers of Van Morrison and Police classics, this is certainly a mixed bag. A mixed 80s-influenced bag, that is. So I'm going to spin you one of many cuts in episodes to come here on Local Loft. You'll be hearing a lot more of this album, and I will get in touch with Tony Angle and Ron Thomas, and hopefully one or both of them will be able to, on a future episode, tell you how Blockchain Coalition differs from anything they've done in the past, especially Veilside. One sadistic, brain-crunching, not taco-crunching metal. One Steel Wound was right up your alley, and 10 years ago this week, I first introduced them to Cat 105.5 listening audiences, including singer Brandon Castile. I even went down to the former Wire in Berwyn and caught the band live a couple of times throughout the last 5 years. But the first time I introduced them to Cat listening audiences, April of 2013, and we'll rock back to that. Local Loft, episode 272. Kick, scream, fist pump, devil horn hand sign. Do whatever makes you feel a kickin', rockin' good time to blow off steam. tax figuring aggression. Because you know, there's a couple of things you can count on in life. Death, taxes, and the widest variety of original Chicago area punk, alt-rock, prog-rock, power pop, and metal is always available. Cost-free on this podcast.
Hi, boys and girls. This is Angel from Easy Senior.
Pete Townsend once sang, "Hope I died before I get old," yet he's still out there rocking away and almost 80 years old. Even punk rockers, they age gracefully. The band I have on with me in episode 272 of Local Loft, I think, can vouch for that. Geezer Senior, that's their name. They don't look a day over 50, let me just say that much here. But somebody who can attest to just how old the band members are, and everybody's going to lie about their age, so don't expect them to be truthful. Jack Geezer, one of Geezer Senior, who is playing Punk Rock Tacos for audiences old and young on tax day this coming Saturday in Summit, 63rd and Harlem at Exit Saloon. Jack, welcome to the show. Well, the name, Geezer Senior, how did you guys come up with that name? Does it refer to your age bracket in any way?
Sure. Well, when we formed the band in 1992, February of 1992, the original Geezers, that I was just 29 years old, and so I thought that if I called myself our band the Geezers, that it wouldn't be so pathetic when we got older, that we would be like in on the joke.
So people would not call you a dinosaur band in this day and age now, because you've already taken care of that,
right?
That label, sort of vaguely, but the name does stick. Well, Jack, like any punk band, you guys have plenty to get on a soapbox about, plenty to rave about here, plenty to rant about. And Take Your Guns Away is one song that really stuck out to me. Now, that, I imagine, is a song lobbied at some congressionalists here about gun control laws. Is that right? How did you guys come to write that one?
Well, I was just thinking about that people are paranoid about their guns, and that there's all, now it's just become even more extreme. And so it was sort of satirizing that idea that the people think that that's going to occur, and that the black helicopters are going to come, and et cetera, et cetera.
You guys are like one of the funniest punk bands I've heard since Dead Milkmen. Let me just say that much.
Oh, because, you're so kind.
The element of comedy is certainly in a lot of these songs, but some are serious, maybe, like the Chicago. That seems to be a tribute to your hometown. How did you come to write that one?
Well, I thought that the city of Chicago needed a theme song, right? That other places, other cities, New York, New York. That was written just for that musical. So,
And Frank Sinatra even did a song called Chicago, My Kind of Town, not too long ago.
Sure. But that one, we wanted to answer. So he said it was toddling, and we felt that Chicago had to be at least a teen, not like a toddler, like a four-year-old, right?
No.
So, well, you mentioned that we just like to say that we like to poke politics at fun.
Or fun at politics.
Well, that's the cliche.
Politics at fun. Yes, well, you are having such a fun time. What would be the audience that comes out to see Geezer Sr.? Would it be those that are pretty much kind of equal to your band name? Or do you see a bunch of different people, young and old, at your shows, like Punk Rock Tacos next Saturday in Summit?
Well, you're perfectly stated, young and old. We're beloved by the very young and the very old, hated by those in between, though.
There'll be so many laughs that you guys generate that no one's really going to hate you when they come out to see you at Punk Rock Tacos. And they're going to work up an appetite, not just for crunchy ground beef and hard shells, but to see you guys rock out. So come and see Geezer Sr. They're one of four bands along with
Puddle Riot.
Yes, that's who I had on Local Loft episode 270, actually, two episodes ago.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. Influence.
With
a Z at the end. Turtles.
The Turtles, not the 60s pop group whose two members, Mark Bowman and Howard Kalin, are a little older than you, but still keep on rocking.
I just turned 60, by the way. You're asking about our ages.
We're not going to directly ask you how old you are, because no matter how old you are, you guys just have the piss and vinegar to keep on rocking, and you have the adrenaline, even at your old ages. You're going to go on for maybe another 60 years with all that fire and all that adrenaline. Come out and see Geezer Sr. at Punk Rock Tacos 25, the Exit Saloon in Summit, 63rd in Harlem. It's in the shadow of Argo High School and also the former Prime and Tender Disco Club of the 80s. And for more information, you can go to their Facebook page, Geezer Sr. And I'd like to thank Jack Geezer for talking to us about Geezer Sr. Jack, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks, everyone. And look forward to seeing you. And we're writing an opera right now. Just wait.
Night at the Opera. Well, Queen stole that idea from you, but I imagine you guys will take it to even funnier levels than Freddie Mercury could have possibly imagined. So good luck with that. Can't wait for that to come out.
Thanks so much.
inflicting more than just a minor threat on anybody who resorts to racist violence around the country, but especially in Chicago. Chicago hardcore punk band Anger was once a part of the Resurrection of the Rock Against Racism tour. That which began in the UK back in the mid to late 70s when the punk movement was at its peak and bands like The Clash were involved. Rock Against Racism was recently resurrected back in the summer of 2018 when Anger was one of three bands who played at a benefit gig for RAR at the former Toyota Park, now SeatGeek Stadium. Anger will try and hold back any angry aggression they might have toward those who cannot control their hunger pains in front of a huge platter of ground beef and hard shells. When they headline Punk Rock Tacos 25, Tax Day, Saturday, April 15th, Exit Saloon, 6312 South Harlem. It's the intersection of 63rd and Harlem and Summit, right in the shadow of the former Prime and Tender 80s Disco and Argo High School. Go Argonauts. Argo is right in back, as a matter of fact. And SeatGeek Stadium is only 5 minutes away from that area. For more information about this show, you can go to Anger's Facebook page. There hasn't really been much to the discography of Anger, even though the band has been around a little shy of 11 years. They first got together in 2012. Listen Up Man, the song you heard right there, they made a music video in which Anger singer and founder Dave Simon almost goes ballistic on a prison cop who's transporting him to a maximum security penitentiary with orange prison fatigues and all on a prison bus. That video was actually made as their only single was released back in 2013. They since have been working on a full-length self-titled debut album, but it has not yet been released. Anger cites their influences as 80s hardcore punk like Black Flag and Bad Brains meet Motorhead, a band who wears their 80s hard rock and hair metal influences well on their sleeve, Blockchain Coalition. The new five-piece put together by former Veilside singer frontman Tony Angle and former Veilside drummer Ron Thomas. As of April 1st, they released The New Normal, which is their full-length debut. I've been listening to this quite extensively ever since Tony Angle mailed me a CD copy, which I did get last week. And I have to say, this would be so radio-friendly even back in the me-decade, and if they had made MTV videos that were flashy with plenty of Aquanet and leather, they would have fit right at home on MTV when they did play music videos. Of the 13 tracks on the new album, two are covers. A harder rocking and more progressive version of Van Morrison's Into the Mystic, originally which he did on Moondance, his second album in 1970, and a much more hard-driving version of Wrapped Around Your Finger, which the Police included on their Synchronicity album 40 years ago. But really, it's the originals that count. I've played you two so far. All that I've known is a nice, polished power ballad, and Hold On had shades of hair metal, everything from Poison to Cinderella, or even Bon Jovi to a certain degree. I'm going to play you track 5 off the new Blockchain Coalition record. This is a little more progressive in nature. It recalls the slickly produced and in some cases overproduced bombastic arena rock of early 80s Journey, think Escape, and think songs like Separate Ways or Don't Stop Believin', mixed in with Nickelback and more of their overproduced radio-friendly moments like How You Remind Me. Yes, it does span decades and genres, but most certainly the 80s comes into play here. The big beefed-up reverb-heavy production. At times, it sounds like Tony Angle is auto-tuning his voice, but no. Tony just has that voice which could really put any auto-tune device to shame and put it out to pasture. Everything's all natural and from the diaphragm and pretty much from the vocal cords here. Caught in the Undertow, track 5 from the brand new debut full-length CD, The New Normal, from Blockchain Coalition on Local Loft.
So once we listened to the takes that Tom had put down, we had Ron and I decided to go back into the studio. We brought Sharon in. So Sharon, Russ, and Tom are on that particular song. And we just released it as a free download, really, just to, as a tribute to Tom. We couldn't give him enough tribute.
Continue on as Veilside. After the death of Bob Cowbell Hilton, their longtime co-founder and bassist, Veilside put out just one last hurrah. And what a rockin' full-length album it was. What a way to go out. The Eclipse album, aptly titled, and they never really thought they'd live up to the title of the album. But with the second deceased casualty in the band, they could no longer rock on. Change Your Mind is proof that Tony Engel has had quite a lot of experience in writing and recording power ballads. The somewhat space-age new wave progressive tour de force Caught in the Undertow, which is track 5 of Tony's new project with former Veilside drummer Ron Thomas, Black Chain Coalition, just another example of how they can make a very radio-friendly power ballad work. And if commercial radio wasn't so restricted, they'd be spinning this one left and right, believe me. We'll just have to wait for the upcoming Black Chain Coalition tour. The band did play one release show to Unleash, the full-length CD, The New Normal, on a packed crowd at Tailgaters in Bolingbrook on April Fool's Day, but no other dates are in the works. If a tour does materialize, go to bcc.chicago.com, that's their website, for more details. On some of the new record, Blockchain Coalition would classify themselves as power pop. So it's possible that one day you might see them turn up at the granddaddy of all expansive power pop shows in the Chicago area. International Pop Overthrow. It's back for the first time since the pandemic started and gripped much of the world. IPO is making its return appearance for the first time since 2019. 8 days chock full of mostly undiscovered power pop bands from around Chicagoland. There's familiar names in this one, as there has been in the past. Off-Broadway, Kevin Lee and the Kings, and even Enough's Enough once graced the stages of different Chicago area venues that put it on. And this time around, the Bishop's Daredevil Stunt Club makes their second appearance at IPO. They're playing on day number 2, Saturday evening, April 22nd, that's a week from this coming Saturday, 10:30 at Montrose Saloon on the north side. You also have established names like Phil Angotti, who's mostly been making his name as part of Material Reissue. It is the revamped version of the early to mid-90s power pop giant trio that the late great Jim Ellison once put together. And Phil has been stepping in the shoes and doing the vocals of Ellison. Phil Angotti's been in a number of Beatles tribute bands as well. There's also unknown names like The Mammals, The Larvettes, The All Right Maybes, The Unswept, a trio who is actually a combination of Brits and Americans. I did interview their lead singer last June, and we'll be getting to something from them. A band who is mostly, but not totally, a tribute band, The Cobains. And no, they have not done even a minimal tribute to Nirvana. I, of course, bring this up because it was 29 years ago this week, Kurt Cobain took his own life, April 5th, 1994. A shotgun blast to the head, and he was found 2 days later in his Seattle home. The Cobains simply take and not an official spelling of Kurt's last name, and they pay tribute to a punk rock giant, Joey Ramone, and his own band, with plenty of Ramone's covers, dating back to the band's debut EP, Tommy Ramone's Drums, which was released in June of 2016. They've had 12 full-length releases and EPs since then, the latest being a live EP, Happy Halloween Live. They've even paid tribute to LA quirky comedic punk band The Dickies with a true-to-the-original cover of Killer Clowns from Outer Space, which The Dickies did for the soundtrack of that low-budget movie back in 1988. There's been off-key tributes and parodies to Pee Wee Herman, the song Pee Wee's Playhouse the band did almost 5 years ago. I'm going to play you an original from the Cobains, which sounds nothing like the Ramones, which they are greatly inspired by. To get you ready for their upcoming International Pop Overthrow gig, they will be the last band out of 12 that plays on day and night number 3, Sunday, April 23rd. While their inspirations, the Ramones, sang about being sedated just so they could get through a show or get to the airport to catch a much-needed flight back in 1978. The Cobains are hoping that sedation brings them closer to their maker. If there can be death metal, why not death punk? Lethal Injection 2.0 is the band's full-length release from November of 2020. From that, without the need to get to a wheelchair like Joey Ramone did on Road to Ruin back in 78, back to the hospital, the Cobains on Local Loft. Give me that good stuff. Give me the money.
Vader. On my way to become a human Terminator. I can't feel my fingers. I can't feel my toes. And it still hurts when I pick my nose. Give me that good stuff so I can feel. Replace my bones with important steel.
Would you say this is like your most diverse album you've ever done?
You know, we went into this one, just didn't think of a theme because, you know, our previous ones are like, this is about as jangly as pop music can be. This one is like, whatever song we had, we'd give it a shot. It wasn't trying to fit in any kind of a format.
You're always asking who and where, but you never ask me why. Of all the secrets that we share, which is gonna be the one to make you cry? If you tell me you're leaving, you think it's gonna cut me right in two. But you best start believing I will be the one who's leaving you. And there's no time for pleading. This ain't the place to make your case. So you better start reading between the lines you can find there on your face. This is it, we're gonna split. You can drag your bag across the floor. Zip it up, don't spill it. And when you're gone, I'll lock the door. I know you know you know I'm right. And you should know what's right from wrong. Leaving, please turn out the light. I'll be shining while I sing my victory song. This is it, we're gonna split. You can drag your bag across the floor. Sip it up, don't spill it. No time for pleading. It's way too late to make your case. When you're packed up and leaving, I'll have a smile that's shining on your face. This is it, we're gonna split. You can drag your bag across the globe.
With a jingly guitar hook like that, it's almost as if 60s British Invasion pop rock can live forever. Note the Oasis tie-in I threw in there, because the drum part on that sounds very similar to Oasis and one of their first hits off their debut album, Definitely Maybe, from 94, if you know that song. And me having played it on the Cat 105.5 back when we mixed alternative rock in with hardcore metal back in the mid-90s, you'll know where I'm coming from on that. The Unswept is the band out of Chicago's North Side. They may hail from the North Side, but one of their members is a definitive Brit, Ryan O'Brien, their drummer. And I knew that from talking to him. He actually lived not too far away from London, Liverpool, I believe it was. But he makes his home on the North Side now, and he won't have far to motor, to truck, to get him and his band to International Pop Overthrow at the Montrose Saloon. It's the third night, Sunday, April 23rd, that the Unswept will be playing, and they'll be joined by a band they recently co-headlined with last summer, the Bishop's Daredevil Stunt Club, Bill Gertz and his band of jangly guitar merry men out of Frankfurt. Both those acts will be featured on day number 3 of 8 days of International Pop Overthrow, which begins on the 21st of April. For more details, you can go to Montrose Saloon's Facebook page or any one of the band's Facebook pages that's playing, including Bishop's Daredevil Stunt Club or The Unswept. You can't sweep it out of your memory, and I'm going to play every track off of it until I get my point across that this could be a big contender for Best Local Rock Album. Indeed, it's been a long time coming for Convoy. 8 years in between albums. Back to the Beginning was their last, and then Some Gave All for Rock and Roll came along. And with a title like that, you might expect a lot of songs to be dedicated to either first responders or members of the military, because Brian Corbin was an active member of the Marines at one point, Convoy's lead singer. Not this one, track number 6. One of those songs about, well, you give all in a relationship, but yet still, it just ain't enough. And yet the other party, mostly the opposite sex member of the relationship, is telling you it's not our fault, it's yours. We Are the Ones, track 6 from Convoy, Some Gave All for Rock and Roll. I'm the host.
Deep inside to care. as Delta Hellfire before me. I stay in the heat of the inferno, so I am not so cold.
Always a chance for us in Local Loft to give the local Chicagoland metal bands their chance to growl and howl in some cases. And this time around, Furthest From the Light gets the nod. A song that conjures up a state many of us can relate to in going into that state of brief deep sleep before you get a colonoscopy. I can relate, been there, done that. Sedation. Get Furthest From the Light to an airport, put them on a plane, hurry, hurry, hurry before they go insane. Just like Joey Ramone. That comes off Furthest From the Light, Sacrament of the Sick EP, the Southside Chicago band's latest, which they released last October. They'll be fully awake and ready to rock you out of a deep sleep or state of somber. Tax Day, Saturday, April 15th, when they headline Southside Metal Fest in Lansing, J.J. Kelly's. Listen carefully to Furthest From the Light, and they sound nothing like Megadeth, nor do they sound anything like King Diamond. Yet they'll be the only original band on a bill of three, also featuring Megadeth tribute band High Speed Dirt and King Diamond tribute Abigail. For more about this show, you can go to Furthest From the Light's Facebook page. So maybe you're at the furthest point from achieving stardom, or just getting your career off the ground in your original metal, punk, alt-rock, power pop, and prog rock band around Chicagoland. We can illuminate the ears of many people checking out your stuff for the first time around the world. Send me Tim Lamping your music, digital form, WaveFlack or MP3, or send me a Spotify, Bandcamp, or other internet link to your songs, or get them to me physically. CD, vinyl, LP, cassette, reel to reel tape, TimLamp1@yahoo.com, TimCatDJ@gmail.com. Send me an email and I'll send you a mailing address if you're sending me something physical. You can download this podcast on Podbean.com or stream it on Spotify, Amazon Music, or the Podbean app. The future sure looked bright as metalcore was beginning to rule the roost, not only in the local music scene, but nationally. One Steel Wound out of Berwyn certainly had a couple of feet in the genre itself, or the subgenre, we should say. Thanks to screaming, fiery singer Brandon Castillo, I introduced the Berwyn hardcore metal band to Cat 105.5 listening audiences 10 years ago this week, April 11th, 2013, for the first time. Then I caught up with them in a couple of gigs they did 2015 and 2017 at their home base at Wyron Berwyn. But we take you back to the first time they got sadistic on your asses as we rock back to it. It's Tim Lamping. Talk soon.
I want to see you sadistic, while there was no such.
We will be the
hero. Hey, it's Brandon.
And this is Dan from the band One Steel Wound, and you're listening to the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.
The Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat lets you hear the drastic and not so sudden changes in the sound of bands and artists around the local hard rock and metal scene. Thursday night today with me, Tim Lamping, on Homegrown Tones. Last year, only touring to support one rough recorded demo for Prevail, their debut single, they managed to land an opening spot on a tour for Drowning Pool at another hole in the wall in Steger. Since February, One Steel Wound, out of Oak Forest, has recorded over 5 new tracks with a tight and polished metal sound. Joining us from the band tonight is singer Brandon Castillo and also Dan Reitz on guitar. Listening to the music you've put out so far, it's a much more polished sound. I've been noticing that. There's stereo panning of the vocals. Not present on your demo recording, which was pretty rough for Prevail last year, but you really have put a lot of effort into the studio so far. What has been the biggest change in your music or your lyrics with your upcoming EP as opposed to what you were doing about a year ago with your rough demo?
Probably just for the fact that we were trying different things and we want to experiment more, and the sound that we wanted to deliver was more heavy, but at the same time have something going with it, and we just tried that. And just from all the influences that we had on us, like Lamb of God or Pantera or Disturbed, and we just kept on progressing more and more too, and I think that was one of the key factors of it.
With the recording process, Joe from Word of Mouth Recordings really helped us out with that and really helped us progress even in just the studio. Brought some cool ideas here and there to the table.
And you're also trying to get on the Vans Warped Tour. So many local bands are vying for that. You can vote for them at battleofthebands.com. That's the Ernie Ball website. And I know you're going to have a lot of fans because of the aggressive nature of your sound. And let's take a listen to that, which you've been working on in the studio for your full-length EP, which is almost ready to come together. Sadistic by One Steel Wound on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat. Feel to their rage, you will be lured in by that aggressive sound, and especially the gruff vocals in the background really driving the point of their lyrics home. One Steel Wound on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat. Maybe you caught them opening for Drowning Pool last summer. They've come a long way since then, and now it's a co-headlining gig this weekend, Wicked Spring Fest, this Sunday at the Congress Theater. For more details, you can go to their Facebook page or reverbnation.com/One Steel Wound. Sadistic was a track off their EP, Just About Coming Together, their first proper full-length EP. Only had a demo recording out last year, but they've come a long way since then. Brandon Castillo on vocals and also Dan Reitz on guitar, who are joining us. Why do you feel a spot on the Vans Warped Tour? How do you feel this is going to help you get more of a fan base in the future? How do you feel that's going to help if you do get the vote?
It's just a crazy exposure that
can really, I think, open up doors for any band.
I've been listening to the three tracks, and there's definitely a lot of production here, more so than maybe on your demo last year. The stereo imaging that comes into play, the vocals shift around from one channel to the next. Is this much different when you play it live on stage, or is it basically the same as you're doing in the studio right now?
No, I mean, we do everything the same as we do on stage. When we record it, we want it to sound as much as, you know, we do live. That way there's everything that we're doing is the same.
There is quite a massive audience, and you definitely have all the ingredients that would draw people in and definitely get them mosh and definitely get them grooving. The thing that really first gets their attention are those really rough, hoarse backing vocals. It's an all-around complete package, which is going to have a major impact. So I wish you guys all the best in playing Wicked Spring Fest, which is Sunday at the Congress Theater, and in getting that slot on the Vans Warped Tour this summer.
Thank you.
Go to battleofthebands.com. That is the website to vote for them. So maybe you can see One Steel Wound playing alongside acts like Black Veil Brides on the 20th of July at First Midwest Bank Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Another of their brand new tracks from the upcoming EP. You can sample actually at the ReverbNation.com or their Facebook band page. The New Beginning from One Steel Wound on Homegrown Tones on the Southland's Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.
Supply, battle in the range inside.